What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode one of the Tucson Pinball Podcast. I am Wayne, and this is Wayne's World. So what is the Tucson Pinball Podcast? Well, we are based out of Tucson, Arizona, and we are going to talk about some pinball, and we're going to do local stuff, statewide stuff, national stuff, anything that sounds fun, and anything that kind of I go off on a tangent on. So who am I? Well, I am Wayne Sager. I am half owner of the Tucson Pinball LLC, I guess you want to say. I play competitively locally, and I've traveled a little bit this year. That was my main goal last year. I saw some awesome national events that I found out how awesome they were after the fact. So yeah, last year I decided, hey, let's travel and see a little bit more of the pinball landscape. So this year I've gone to Banning, California. I have gone to Frisco, Texas. And I've gone to Mesa, which Mesa is kind of not that far of a travel, I admit, but, you know, whatever. And then next week, I'm going to Pittsburgh. All right, so what are those events then? Let's talk about that. So, hey, yeah, you went here. Who cares? What did you do? So Banning, California's Arcade Expo. It's a big warehouse area, and there's about 400 pins, a little less than half for EMs, and it's a really cool event. They have a tournament there. It was a pretty well-traveled event. It's called Never Drains in Southern California, INDISC for short, because I will say INDISC instead of its full name, because that's a fairly long name. And let's see, then in April, about mid-April, is ZapCon, and that's up in Mesa, Arizona. That's in the Phoenix metro area, so there is a little distinction. I kind of lump everything into Phoenix, quote-unquote, but you know what? When you're talking about ZapCon, you kind of have to differentiate because it was in downtown Phoenix for a couple years, and then they moved it to the Mesa Convention Center, and that's just an awesome location. So I'm sure we'll talk about that in the future. I'm going to try to make this a fairly short introduction. This isn't supposed to be covering everything. But since I brought up Texas, let's talk about Texas. So the Texas Pinball Festival was just a couple weeks ago, and that was a lot of fun as well. It is pretty much the show of the year. If you want to talk about how things have transitioned from the Chicago Pinball Expo to Dallas, because, I don't know, I've never been to Expo in Chicago, that's just what I hear. The overall event was awesome. They had lots of speakers. They had a pretty cool tournament, and the format was awesome. And, you know, I'm going back. So everything that I've covered so far, I'm going back. So what's up in Pittsburgh? So Pittsburgh is where they are holding Pinburg, and it is the largest pinball tournament on the planet. It is a 700-player match play event, and you get lumped into groups of four, and then you play four games. Each group goes into a certain bank. You play four games, and however your record is when you come out of there, you know, your overall record, you'll get shuffled into another group with similar players, or similar recorded. Is that even how you say that? So players with similar records. So you're constantly kind of bouncing a little bit, and then eventually you'll kind of find where you belong, and then from there on, you'll have a couple more rounds to try to make it into finals. And there's four different divisions. There's A, B, C, and D divisions. And I think it's top 40 in each group gets into finals. If you don't make it into finals, there's a consolation tournament. So even if you're out, it's like, hey, I want to still play competitive. You know, whatever. You can still do that. Last year, I heard the consolation event was a lot of fun as well. It's also a... It's not just a tournament, it's an event, so there's going to be arcades and pinball machines in the free play area, and there's going to be speakers and all sorts of other stuff, and live bands, and I mean, the schedule's cool. So anyways, that's Pinburg, and that, I think, is the end of my traveling schedule for this year. Those were the big ones I needed to cover from memory when I decided on this last year. So yeah, anyways, we're going to not talk about that anymore because this is an introduction, not everything. Let's see. So what else will we be talking about? Well, we'll be talking about machines, and we'll be talking about repairs and local stuff and national stuff. And, you know, if you're not in the Tucson area, you know what? You might as well keep listening because I'm going to keep it fairly short. And at least that's my goal. Let's see. Yeah, 10 to 15 minutes is kind of where my limit is going to be put at. So, just kind of listen. What is that? 15 minutes for a lot of folks. That's one way into work, right? So, on a Monday morning, you had a good weekend. You're like, oh, I got to go back to work on Monday. So just listen to me on Monday morning and that'll make everything all better, right? Maybe not, but whatever. Let's see. So in Tucson, we're going to talk about events, tournaments, and the Tucson Pinball League, which I started about 2 years ago. So mid-July of 14-ish, right? Yeah. Okay. Arizona, we're going to talk about events like ZapCon and other larger stuff. And I don't do any events outside of Tucson that are not tournaments. It really is just ZapCon, but, whatever. Within Tucson, though, we're going to try to do Tucson Comic Con this year. We're going to look at renting some floor space and bringing a few games and hopefully snag a few new pinheads and let everybody play some games. So nationally, we're going to talk about tournaments, and I think I kind of already did, but, there's other stuff. There's lots of events throughout the year, and a lot of them I can't make, and some of them I'm kind of like, well, I can either do this one or this one, and, whatever. So we'll chat about that a little bit. So, let's see, what else is there? Well, there's TucsonPinball.com. So that's the website for the business, and that's where we have a list of our machines, and I have a short tutorial on each one. It's really short. There's a picture of the playfield, and this is really meant for beginners who are like, well, I've never seen this game, or I've hardly played pinball. What do I do? So Pinball 101 is obviously shoot the blinking light and then shoot the next blinking light and see what happens. Pinball 102 is read the two sentences I have on each machine. There's a picture for each game and then underneath it there's some text. And you really can't miss what I'm trying to get at there. I try to make it really easy. We do change games, so actually that page is out of date. So we'll have to update that a little bit and try to keep everything as up-to-date as possible. I'm not the greatest at that, but, whatever. We'll give it a shot. We'll try. This is all about trying and having fun and, whatever. So, let's see. If you want to contact me, we also have a Facebook page. The link is on the website, or it's, just search Tucson Pinball on Facebook, and you will find that as well. You can send me a message through there. That's cool. I'm trying to set up the wayne@tucsonpinball.com email address, so try that if you don't Facebook. Facebook's preferred, can I just say that, because it's easy. It's kind of it's all in one place, and it's kind of easier for me to keep track of. But if you have to use email, send me an email at wayne@tucsonpinball.com. If you get a rejection notice, I'm sorry, that email address is not set up yet. But depending on where you're listening to this, hopefully it is by then. So, anywho, that's it. And look at that. We're at 8.5 minutes. I'm under my 10 to 15 minute attempt. And that's it. I'm out of here. Later.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
It's Wayne's World. Wayne's World. Party time. Excellent.